From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Investigators are looking for clues to the blast remnants from a New York explosion late Saturday that wounded nearly 30 people to determine any possible link to international terrorism. The explosion in Manhattan's Chelsea district came days before the opening of the UN General Assembly. Andrew Cuomo, the New York State governor, toured the blast site Sunday.
When you see the damage, I think we were fortunate that there were no fatalities. And when you see the site itself, it just confirms that. This was a significant amount of damage.
Officials are also looking into an unexploded device found just a few blocks from the Chelsea bomb. The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin at a New Jersey beach town Saturday, 135 kilometers away. There were no injuries. Authorities have no evidence to link the two. In St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man in a private security uniform stabbed 9 people at a shopping mall late Saturday. He has been identified as 22-year-old Somali-American Dahir Adan. He was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman. Rick Thornton is with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We do not at this point in time know whether the subject was in contact with, had connections with, was inspired by a foreign terrorist organization. That's what the investigation is attempting to ascertain.
The Islamic State claimed responsibility. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injury. The Muslim community condemned the attack. Lul Hirsi is a mother of 4.
ISIS does not represent us. It does not represent Islam. It does not represent the Somalis. It does not represent anybody of that faith.
Meanwhile, the head of the Council of American-Islamic Relations in the state of Minnesota has called it a tragedy and urged the entire community to unite. This is VOA News.